Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Medani Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Manav. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome all the participants for Medani Q2 FY25 conference call. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. From the management, we have with us today Dr. Sanjay Kumar Jha, Chairman and Managing Director, Shri N. Gaurisankara Rao, Director of Finance, and Shri T. Muthukumar, Director of T&M, and Mr. Paul Antony, Company Secretary. Without much ado, I would hand over the call to Dr. Jha to take this forward. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
First of all, I am extremely thankful for the investor for having so much confidence in Medani. I am very pleased to be part of this conference call today when we are discussing about the second quarter of FY25. And this quarter, we have achieved a turnover of 262 crores, and that was, in fact, almost more than 60% growth from the quarter one, but also around 15% higher than the second quarter of FY24. Subsequently, if the other parameters also have gone up, like Gannu production also is on the higher side, we also have the good impact on this good development on the PBT, PAT. Everything is on the higher side, which already we have financial results have been already published, and I think you must be aware of this. What I would like to mention, some of the highlights in this quarter, is we have made very significant contribution. Some of our national-level programs, which includes supplying the materials for Light Combat Aircraft Mark II. The Mark II is under development, and it is going in the very because of Medani's timely supply, or say before-time supply, this program project is moving very fast. Also, we have started supplying the materials for the Sukhoi aero engine materials, which is required for India's ambitious program to manufacture the entire engine, including the materials also within the country. So there also, we have made a very significant contribution by supplying many of the materials as we have received the orders in the interval of six, seven months. In product development, I would like to mention here to the investor that your company has made a very important product, which is high-end superalloys, Inconel-718. This is one of the most difficult alloys used in aero engine. And in this alloy, the major challenge is that to make the higher, bigger diameter with the very less amount of defect tolerance. So we have developed 325mm diameter, almost more than 12-inch, and this has given a very good quality. We have achieved the level of defect level of very high standard, that is around 1.2 FBS. Any other national program also, which includes the various aero engine materials used for DRDO program, which includes ATGG, Cavalry Dry Engine, and STF, small turbo, ST, small turbofan, STFE. Like that, there are many other developments, and also some of the strategic program, which India is in contribution, the strategic program has gone up, and that also in the large quantity. Not only the technology, in fact, now the volume of production has also gone up, and it is being felt, reflected in our performance coming in the second quarter. We are hopeful that similar type of development and growth you'll find in the third and fourth quarter also. So this is the total development. On the equipment side, we have commissioned a very high capacity secondary melting furnace, which is called vacuum arc remelting, VAR, of very high capacity. And that equipment also we have commissioned fully in this quarter. It has given a very satisfactory result, and I think in the future it will be a very big contributor in our endeavor for Indianization and making this Medhani on the higher growth path. We also, I would like to mention here that in this quarter, export has gone up, and we have achieved almost, if you see in our sales turnover, more than 12% we have achieved from the export. So this is also one of the significant development, and there is a good, we have also good order book from the export, and it is expected to increase further in the coming months. So with this type of few things, I would like to I would like to answer the questions and queries from the our state investors. Thank you.
Sir, should we start the question and answer session?
Yes, please announce.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our first question from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. By the time the question queue assembles, I would take the opportunity to ask a few questions of my own. The first one, you mentioned that the VAR furnace had been commissioned. Is it that titanium VAR that we're talking about, 500 tons?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, when it was commissioned, sir, and when we expect it to be ramped to the full capacity?
Yeah, already, when I was talking about the commissioning means we have to take certain number of trial melts. So those things we have completed, and now the furnace is in continuous operation, and we have sufficient load now, and that we are trying to extract from this furnace as much as possible in the coming months.
Okay. Sir, in continuing on the furnace side, you know, some of the peers like PTC Industries, for example, they are also going to commission their own VAR very soon. Kalyani Steel has also plans for commissioning a titanium VAR furnace again. So don't you see the competition intensifying in this particular segment?
Yeah, it's true. In fact, if there is an increase in capacity, demand also is increasing. Because in the titanium, as of now, as per my understanding, it will take another 3 to 4 years for these people who are already entering in this field to establish. And we have the totally established line, so, and our order book also for titanium is very good. So I have not seen that it there will not be a challenge, but we have technology for all the products. Because if somebody is going in titanium, they have to go for round, they have to go for flat, they have to go for this cast product. And Medhani, we have the all varieties of products available with us. So we are sure that we'll be able to do a lot of value addition in our belting. Because belting is the first stage. After that, we have to go for forging, then we have to go for rolling, we have to go for sometimes ring rolling, we have to go for tube making, we have to go for wire making. So everything is already we are having in-house. So we have all the ecosystem. We're able to compete in the market as far as Medhani is concerned. And market is totally not limited today to India. We have many requirements coming from the foreign countries also, foreign OEMs. So if they are coming up, they will also get the market segment. And competition, already we are in the competition for many other products also. So that we have to work in that atmosphere only.
Okay, great. Manav, please move on to the next participant.
Thank you. We have our next question. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. First is, would you like to provide some guidance for the H2 and next two financial years, FY 2026 and 2027? And second is, what would be the market size of the products we are making in India and in the world, and what is our market share? These are my two questions. Thank you.
You are talking about our financial results for expected for next 2 years, if I understand correctly. We are targeting, our aim is to grow in double digit, and that will be almost in the range of 20%. So that growth we are planning, and it is expected to be in this financial year also and next also. So that part we have planned. Coming to the market shares, I am not talking about the India. If I am taking the entire world market, in fact, India is doing only serving today, not more than 5% of the international requirements. I am talking only about the aerospace. If you see the aerospace sector itself, India is having serving less than 5%, I say today. So we have the ample opportunity, even if you grow, make to 10%-15% also, not only Medhani. Like Medhani, we need three, four companies in parallel. So there's no lack of, I say, the market potential in this sector. I'm just talking about the nickel-based alloys, titanium-based alloys. But the one advantage which Medhani has got, that we have a complete technology and know-how in under one roof. We are not depending on melting to somebody. We are not depending forging to some other company. We are not depending on the machining, we are not depending on the castings. So everything is entire rolling. We have the titanium rolling is a unique titanium rolling today. Very, I think maybe one in two company in the world they are doing. So recently, we are also trying to see that how we can get the slab from outside, and we can roll in Medhani, and we can supply them in the form of the plates, and people are approaching to us for that purpose also. So what we, I'd like to say that this type of facility which we are having for titanium, if somebody has to develop, like just now you have mentioned about a company, or any, so for that matter, any other company, it takes time, and then also, and even they develop also, they also have the market available. We are also having our market availability there. So these things are going to be a very good time, I'll say, for the Indian industry. So India industry is going to see a very good time as far as the niche material is concerned. And today the production is very less. As I said, hardly, I'll say, less than 2% of the requirement in the of the world we are producing. So we have the good opportunity.
And sir, what is the market size in terms of value in INR, dollar terms, if you could provide in India and global?
Very difficult to tell with the right of figure, but I will sometime I'll share with you. And also we may have to update the data also, because this data, what I am talking in the percentage terms, maybe 3-4 years back when we have studied. So we'll give that input to you.
And China, does China have bigger market size than India? If yes, then how many times does it have?
China, yes, definitely. China has grown in this segment in the big way. But one advantage which we are having in our country, that we have our systems are having highly flexible. We can make the standard European standard, we can make the Russian standard, we can make follow the American standard. So that type of our systems are laid here. But how much they are serving today? They are serving today to the many big companies, but they are all looking towards China plus one. Since the China plus one policy, India has got a very good opportunity. That's what I can tell you at this juncture.
Who are our major competitors in India?
In India, as you have mentioned already, some of already we have started that some company, they are already coming forward in this area. But I practically, how much they have gone to aerospace, I think aerospace contribution is negligible from them so far as of today.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Thank you for the question. All the best.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. We'll wait for question two to assemble. Meanwhile, just few questions. You mentioned about Titanium that we have integrated the capacity under one roof. Just wanted to understand what is our casting and casting capacity in Titanium and Super Alloy?
Yeah, so Titanium we have investment casting. The furnace capacity is 300 kg. And we can make the size of around 1 meter diameter, 1 to 1.2 meter diameter casting we can make. And that defines the basically the casting capacity. Tonnage wise, if you see, it will mostly casting is sold as per the complications of the casting design. So it is if the furnace can be utilized every day, we can make 300 kg. But all the castings will not be of the same size, same tonnage, cap, means weight. Weight is not the constant, it is basically the size and thickness of the casting. So it's like right now we are trying to develop the casting of 6mm thickness, 7mm thickness. So that type of technical challenge we are doing, but our idea is to make the castings for naval requirement now. Naval, and then also for certain requirements have come for nuclear power plants. The seashore nuclear power plants requires titanium as a castings for putting in their vaults. So that type of requirements are there. But our capacity today is sufficient to meet the requirement from our domestic industry. And we are trying to see that how we can integrate with the international, in that export market also, by aligning with the major aerospace companies. So there we need certain upgradation in our facilities or some sort of a system development. So on that area, the various level of auditing and its improvements are going on.
Okay. If I heard you saying correct, it is 3 tons per annum.
300 kg is a single size, single melt.
Okay.
And that can convert, you can convert that every day if you take around, even take the one casting cook also. It will be, in tonnage wise, may not be very high, but it will be around 4 to 5 tons in a month.
And how about super alloy, sir?
Super alloy investment casting is a very small size furnace at present, and that we are doing exclusive for ISRO requirement, resource program. So, and which is used for their cryo and semi-cryo engine. So that requirement we are meeting now with our super alloy casting. But there is a plan to enhance it to the higher capacity. But right now it is very niche and highly specific to a program of ISRO.
Okay, sir. Great. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Gupta from Wealth Guardian Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Afternoon, sir. So my first question is about the margin. So margins have recovered during the quarter. So can you just give us a guidance for H2 and the next year?
Yeah, H2 margin also we expect in the similar lines. Maybe it can improve also, but it will be in the similar line because why it may be slightly on the improved side because this has seen the impact of Q1 also. Q1 also has been, was very low. So we are hopeful that this will continue. And as you know, your sales turnover increases, it will have the positive impact on various parameters, which includes even the this margin on the profit also. So we'll be seeing that improvement only.
So for the next year, FY26, is it the same margin side?
FY26, again, the product mix is very important. Many orders which we are expected now is coming from, we have the mixed bag of orders which include coming from either high margin and low margin. So we are trying to see that we should try to, since our volumes are increasing, I think percentage that will remain the, in the similar terms as far as the percentage is concerned.
Okay. And so I just wanted to understand about the revenue guidance that you gave. What is the figure for H2?
H2, you are telling the figures?
Yeah, I mean figure or percentage, what's your guidance on that?
And similar, whatever we achieve in the Q2 will remain. It will be similar.
Okay. And for any CapEx plan for next year or next 2 years?
Yeah, CapEx plan already this year we have for 60 crores. And next year and next to next also we are having the plan, but depends on the availability of the fund and all, we'll decide. But possibility is there to add it further, but our idea is just to see that how effectively can it lies that whatever capex we have now put in this our operation. And main focus today is basically the modernization of our old facility, which has been installed and commissioned in the 80s. So those things we are trying to modernize now with various options available, like either going for the new equipment or even revamping the old facility and then going, it's modernizing. So this type of programs, but it will be, CapEx will be almost in the similar, and there, or maybe around 100 crores will be there.
Okay, and so my last question is about the export numbers. So what, how much was the export revenue for this quarter and for H1?
H1 we have achieved, we have almost our export was around 49 crores and we are planning to achieve in the similar range, maybe that is not slightly on the higher side, because we have around 60 crores order is available. So that we have to execute in this financial year. So we'll be touching around 100+, it will going to around 110 crores.
Okay, that is all my time. That's all my time, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Neha Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. May I know about any progress on Rolls-Royce or GE or Pratt & Whitney orders?
Yeah, whatever export, you have seen the figure of around 50 crores, 49 crores.
Yes.
Precisely. All these supplies mainly have gone to GE and also Pratt & Whitney. Some supply has gone to Rolls-Royce also. So it is a mixed type, total, means like supply has gone to these type of companies only.
Cool.
And we are also now working out to have a long-term contract with Pratt & Whitney and also for many other similar type of aero engine manufacturing company.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, one of the things that we saw in this quarter or in this half year, I should say, that the inventory increase has been much lower compared to H1 FY 2024. In the last call, you highlighted that the objective is to control the BOP and to, you know, sell whatever we can produce.
Yes.
So just wanted to understand, you know, that BOP is also down, we are seeing. So what specific steps we have taken in that direction? Because this is a very positive thing, I mean, coming in Medhani now.
Yeah, one, it has been, as I told you from last, I think, few quarters, that our main focus is to cut down the inventory. And in this endeavor, we have taken the number of steps. Like, first one is that how to reduce our generation of, our scrap, or rather, I can improve the yield. And second point is that whatever we generate the scrap, how we can best we can recycle. So you can see our recycling, percentage of the scrap also has gone up. At the same time, we also, work in such a way that we should try to, supply the products in a very short cycle time. So cycle time reduction also is the one area which we have tried to, do, and we have put a lot of effort in this direction. And, raw material also, inventory has come down because, first of all, the prices of the raw material has been on the lower side in this, quarter also. And at the same time, we have, made our procurement in such a way that we should not build up, a large amount of, raw material inventory. So these are the various measures which, we have taken up, and it is giving a good result. And I am sure in this year itself, we have the target that our BOP and sales should have almost, should match. So that type of steps we have taken. And as I told, there was some impact in the first quarter because of that, one, because we wanted to control the inventory, WIP, right from the last quarter of the last financial year only. So but now we are, things are, we are streamlining. So you will see the better impact, better result now in coming days.
One of the basic data question, questions, that what is the kind of order inflow do we expect in FY 2025? And what is the end year order book that you are expecting?
Yeah, I think so far we have booked up to October more than 1,000 crore, 1,000+ crore, we have already booked the order. And we are expected to book around not less than 600 crore in the months to come for this financial year, FY 2025. So that will build up our, and if you are doing our sales turnover also around 1,300 crore, 1,400 crore this year, definitely we'll have more than 2,000 crore our order book at the end of this financial year. And as I told rightly that today, the market is good, provided you can produce the material and supply in short time. The short delivery is a requirement of the need of this hour, and probably it is suiting to the industry also, and it is good for our inventory position also. So we are trying to take the orders from short delivery period, and many orders we are not trying to now take because or not, people are not giving, because moment you see that your lead time is more, so that orders are not coming. But I am sure that as we are increasing our capacity, efficiency, order book will not be the issue.
Okay. So in terms of current order book, is it possible to provide the split in terms of sector and in terms of product?
Okay, you are a breakup?
Yes, sir, breakup.
Breakup figure, I will ask my marketing director, TPM, is sitting there, to give the order breakup as far as the sector-wise concerned. So he will give the breakup, but maximum order today we are having from the defense. And when I say defense, defense, we have the two types, aero and the naval. Put together is almost, I'll say 70%-80% we have the order book from these two segments only, and rest others. The space is very less today. I think hardly we have 10%-15% in that space. But expected to, indications are there that things are going to come, but not now. The space is less.
Sir, in terms of materials split between titanium, superalloys, and special steel?
That breakup I am not having here right now. But reasonably, we have both the things are very good. Titanium order book is very, it is certainly very good now. And we have to execute, a lot of things are under process. Some effect has come because of problem in the supply chain of the some of the master alloys, which we are trying to resolve. But order book for titanium is, must be around 600 crore at least.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, is it possible to provide the contribution from white plate mill and armored factory, revenue contribution?
Yeah, yeah. Armor white plate mill contribution is less in this quarter or say the first quarter also, Q1, Q2. Mainly because the plate required for ISRO, almost we have order, we have completed. So that was coming in the big way in the last earlier FY 2023 and 2024. But we are trying to now develop some of the products, which recently we have made one product for BHEL turbine blades. So those things are expected, but they are all coming not in the very high volume. Technologically, they are very challenging, but not the high volume. So it is going to increase further. Then also we have some product we have made for titanium plates for ISRO. So those things are already going on. So we are hopeful to get some more orders, and in this process, we have made good progress in getting some tie-up with Avisma VSMPO for rolling of titanium slabs using our plate mills. So that type of work is going on. I think we'll be having this year around 150 crores with a from white tip mill. 150, I'll say, very conservative one. It may increase more also, let us see.
Okay. And armor factory?
Armor this year is going, but we had some backlog things which we wanted to do some value addition because of some technological challenges we have faced in the jackets. So that supply is going on, but since it is the first time, so a lot of testing trials is going on that product. So far we have supplied around maybe 6-7 crores worth, and some orders are from J&K police for vehicles. So vehicle development also, there are number of developments they have told to do for the first time. So I am expecting that also. So this quarter 3 and quarter 4, we'll get the significant, but we will not, our idea is to cross 100, but this will be here, it will be in the lower side because of that type of development. But we have participating in the very big tenders, let us see how we can solve this.
Okay. Sir, are we also going to participate in this FRTV development for this, you know, the AON has been issued. So do we also have some stake there?
Yeah, FICV, the armor side, we have, people have approached to us. So since we are doing the armoring for the tanks now, that is for MVT Arjun. So this, for this vehicle also, the armor requirements, they will be coming to us, and we are, will be participating in that because we have the technology for armoring for the tanks. Similar thing with some modification will be utilized for FICV also.
Is it possible to quantify the opportunity for this?
Not very difficult to say at this juncture because it is in the discussion stage. So right now, how they are going to deal with that and some place, probably the technology part also, whether they are sure for using the same technology or not, I am not sure. But initial indications are that similar type of armor they are going to utilize in the FICV also. So let's see how it is going to be done in the future. Very difficult to pinpoint at this stage.
So the last one from my side, what will be the scrap recycling percentage in H1 and how has it changed from
FY24? Scrap recycling, I think our DPM will put something.
Sir, this is scrap recycling. We have gone in a long way. That is the reason we could able to see in the last fourth quarter, our virgin consumption has come down compared to previous quarter. It was about 60% and the scrap consumption has gone to about 40%. Now we are identifying every grade whenever we process, what is the possibility of using the scrap. And since our superalloy consumption is more, and that too mostly we need to use it for aero, where there is a restriction that we cannot use any scrap. So that we have to use only 100% virgin material. But however, non-aero grades, we are trying to use more and more scrap recycling. And we are planning that in the coming quarters also, our scrap consumption, that is reuse of internal scraps, it will be about 40%. And the virgin material will be 60% compared to what it was earlier about 70% was the virgin material and 20 to 30% was the scrap. So we will continue to do that. We are putting a lot of effort. In addition to this, we are also identifying a lot of scrap material which cannot be reused at Medani. That we are putting it for action. That is also compared to earlier years, our sales through action in stores has gone up. So all efforts are there to liquidate the scrap and reusage of the scrap. Okay, thank you.
Sir, is this scrap consumption also there in titanium or is it only for super alloys?
No, sir. Titanium, we cannot be able to use scrap. This can be used only in the steel and the super alloy.
Okay, understood, sir. Great, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay. I will now ask your Director of Finance to give their closing remarks.
Thank you, sir. In the closing remarks, I would like to mention that year compared to year 23-24, 24-25 is an opportunity year where our exports have gone up. And also what I see, though there is a reduction in the turnover and the margins in the first quarter, second quarter of FY25 has shown a good improvement. And we achieved 262 crores turnover, which is our best. And also, as our CMD DPM explained, regarding the control, to control the inventory, we have not gone for a higher production. We are matching, and our VOP is 268 crores, and our sales is 262 crores. And by using the more plant reverts, even our profitability has gone up. And we are at 22% EBITDA now for the second quarter. Because of the first quarter, it is reduced. However, we are expecting third and fourth quarter, it will further improve. And as it rightly is told, because of the new work introduction, the commissioning, the titanium production will go up. Compared to the last year, only we did in the first half 7%, now it has gone to 10%. Whenever the company goes more titanium, the margins also good and we can achieve. And as far as exports are concerned, we have orders. We will execute with the new companies. That is our side, and hope that quarter 3 and quarter 4 will give a bright results. And on this, I extend my thanks to, on behalf of Medani, my thanks to all the esteemed investors for their confidence on Medani, and in Medani will have a bright future. I also thank ICICI for arranging this conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.